This must be your angel. Jesus said some interesting words in Matthew chapter 5. He said in Matthew 5:14 to his disciples, "You are the light of the world." In verse 16, he said, "Let your light so shine before men." Notice that as light in the world, we are to shine before men. And what are men to see? The light that they are to see is your good works, Matthew 5:16. The end result of people seeing the light of a Christian is that they may see your good works. And what is a result of these good works being seen? Men and women glorify the Father in heaven, Matthew 5:16. That's what true Christianity should be about. This morning, my wife sent me to town to return an Amazon purchase at the UPS store. While I was there, I noticed two older ladies to my left that were wanting to mail two packages to some friends. One woman had some health issues and was using a walker to get around. I could tell that both women were very poor and probably living off just their welfare checks. There were two packages that they were trying to mail. The first one was around $30. The UPS store employee said to the lady concerning her first package that it was going to be around $30 to mail. The second package was going to be around $15 to $16 to mail. The woman on the walker said, "Well, I don't have enough money to mail both packages. Maybe I can just mail the first one." So the UPS store employee said, "I'm ready for your credit card for the first package." As soon as she put her credit card in, her credit card was declined. She said, "Well, I thought I had $30 left on my card." He said, "Put your card in again." Again, her card was declined. The woman seemed distraught. Because I had heard the conversation, I stepped up and said, "I'll pay for her package." Both ladies were shocked, to say the least. When the employee asked about the second package, again I stepped forward and said, "I'll pay for that one too." These women were beside themselves, when suddenly I heard the one woman say to the lady using the walker, "It must be your angel." Then she said it again, "This must be your angel." Then I pulled from my pocket two of my homemade angels and said, "Here, I want to give you a gift." They said, "What is it?" I said, "It's an angel on a keyring." They were shocked and amazed. They began to thank me, and the woman hugged me. She said, "Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you." As I walked from the store, they were still thanking God for the blessing. The Bible uses the word angel in two ways: a supernatural being from heaven sent to do God's bidding, and secondly, it is used of a person delivering a message from God, a messenger. These women actually thought I was an angelic being. Hebrews 13 says that angels do sometimes take physical form. I didn't have to give these ladies a Bible study on the subject of love. I didn't have to give these women a Bible study on the subject of giving. I didn't have to give these women a Bible study on the subject of loving your neighbor. They saw all of these things displayed by the light that was shining from my good works, with the end result of bringing glory to the Father. That's what true Christianity should be: a display that the world can see, and not just a factual creed that has been learned in Sunday school. Be an angel today, a messenger of God's love, with the end result of bringing glory to the Father. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16, King James Version.